From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the Iraqi government moves to retake Anbar province from the Islamic State. Iraqi television announced the beginning of the operation, which comes less than 2 weeks after the Islamist fighters seized the provincial capital Ramadi. As Edward Uranian reports, a spokesman for Shiite volunteer militia tells journalists his forces has surrounded Ramadi from three sides.
Iraqi media report shelling and minor clashes between government allied forces and Islamic State militants along the outskirts of Ramadi. Al Arabiya TV indicated Iraqi military forces and Shiite volunteer militiamen had retaken part of Anbar University near the city. Meanwhile, Iran's defense minister says Tehran would send its own troops to do battle in Iraq if Islamic State militants come to a point 20 kilometers from the Iranian border. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Hundreds of Russian warplanes and thousands of troops began a major military exercise Tuesday, coinciding with Arctic maneuvers by NATO forces. The two exercises come at a time of increased tensions between Russia and the West. China said Tuesday it will continue expanding its military reach beyond its borders, including in disputed areas at sea. But the government insisted it does not want a confrontation with any of its neighbors. Police in Kenya say one police officer was killed and several wounded when suspected Al-Shabaab militants attacked police patrols near the border with Somalia. Officials say the attacks began late Monday when a police vehicle hit a landmine near the village of Yumbis, injuring at least three officers. This is VOA News. At least 37 people are dead after the Islamist group Boko Haram attacked a town in northeastern Nigeria. Gunmen attacked the Borno state town of Gubbio late Sunday, setting off gun battles with security forces that lasted through the night. The United Nations Children's Fund reports a sharp spike in the number of suicide attacks by children in northeast Nigeria. Lisa Schlein reports.
The agency has recorded 27 suicide attacks through mid-May of this year and an additional 26 attacks during 2014. UNICEF child protection specialist Laurent Dutordois says women and children reportedly were used as suicide bombers in at least three quarters of these horrific incidents.
Sometimes they are aware, sometimes unknowingly.
Dutordois says women and girls are increasingly being used as suicide bombers because for cultural reasons, it is easier for them to slip through security than is the case with men and boys. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The U.S. Embassy in Bangkok says the U.S. military has begun conducting maritime surveillance flights off the west coast of Malaysia. The flights support efforts to search for thousands of migrants believed stranded at sea. The United Nations is calling on the European Union to shelter more migrants crossing the Mediterranean. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged European leaders to address the issue in a more united and comprehensive way. The espionage trial of Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian began Tuesday in Iran behind closed doors. Jason's brother, Ali, told reporters in Washington his mother and sister-in-law waited for more than 5 hours outside the courthouse in Tehran, but were not allowed inside.
The trial's going on. We certainly hope that it moves quickly. We hope that the judge takes a look at the evidence, sees what we see, and we'll deal with it appropriately and let Jason go.
Ali Rezaian says his brother faces charges that include espionage, propaganda against the country, and collaborating with hostile powers. Recovery teams in the southwest U.S. state of Texas are searching for dozens of missing people after a weekend of torrential rain and flooding that killed at least eight. Thousands of residents have been displaced in Texas, and President Barack Obama called the flooding terrible.
Our thoughts and prayers are with the families and the communities that have been affected by some of these devastating, record-breaking floods. I assured Governor Abbott that he could count on the help of the federal government.
Across the border in Mexico, people are cleaning up in Ciudad Acuña. After a tornado killed at least 13 people, that twister flattened hundreds of homes. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.